Since 1998, January 30th, the anniversary of the death of Mahatma Gandhi, has marked the opening of the Gandhi King Season of Nonviolence, which then continues through April 4th, the date of Martin Luther King's assassination. Observation of the two-month season opens in Santa Rosa with a combination workshop and celebration at the Glaser Center. Stephanie Van Hook, director of the Mehta Center for Nonviolence in Petaluma, will lead the one-hour workshop. It begins, she says, by clearing away popular misconceptions that nonviolence means being weak or passive or inert, because those ideas represent an obstacle to empowerment.
Because this is the way that the general population thinks about nonviolence, we don't use it in our international affairs. We don't see it being structured in our society in ways that are meaningful and working for people. So there's a really great need to work on some of these misconceptions about what nonviolence is.
Her view is quite different.
We see nonviolence as an active force that is within the reach of every human being to resolve conflicts that have to occur in a society based on diversity. So conflicts are definitely going to happen, but violence is not necessary in order to resolve our conflicts. When we employ the power of nonviolence, we can find ways of resolving our conflicts and becoming closer together.
With that as a foundation, Van Hook's presentation will outline ways that practicing nonviolence can increase the effectiveness of progressive efforts toward social change.
We're going to be covering skills and strategies to use it in our daily life, but also to go beyond the daily life and say, how can we get involved in creating a long-term strategy for a movement where everybody's included and that this movement knows how to escalate when necessary and when to resist at other times? So it's going to be a really comprehensive overview so that people can know when people are misusing the term and try to get beneath the surface.
That's a lot to cover in a short time, but there is the rest of the 64-day season still to come. The following celebration will be highlighted by music from the Love Choir and a talk by Nonviolence Award winner James Alex Alexander.
My path towards nonviolence started off pretty violently. I was born in Chicago and raised in the housing projects and went through the military. But I got to a program where I was teaching prisoners and interacting with human beings that most of society had given up on. And I found that we all are human beings.
Now an alcohol and drug abuse counselor with the Sonoma County Department of Health, Alexander says he will explain how his daily actions are guided by what he calls his three C's.
The first C is communication. When we speak to one another, we should speak to people in a way that offers our genuine care and concern. And then my second C was compassion, the realization that but for circumstances, people could be in different situations. It's a reminder of never to look down on our fellow human beings. And the third C is commitment, and that is a personal commitment to living a nonviolent life. Nonviolent in your words, your tone, your actions with others.
Alexander is looking forward to receiving an Unsung Hero Award to be presented to him by the Dalai Lama next month. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.